So turn yourself towards presence. Somehow turn your heart, your mind, your body towards this invisible altar. Offering your experience moment by moment. To presence. And at the same time, see that you don't turn in any known direction. No direction is the right direction. Don't try to go anywhere. Don't try to reach this presence with your mind or touch it with a feeling. Somehow see, know, remember that the longing or the love for presence, for the self, comes from presence, comes from the self. Just stay with that knowing, with that understanding. Just abiding in or as this presence. And if presence isn't the word that resonates, choose whatever word most resonates for you. God, consciousness, peace, love. Awareness. Just stay glued to the meaning of your word. The meaning vibrates within you, permeates your body, your mind, your heart. You offer every thought, every sensation, every sound, every experience to this resonance, to this perfume that is beyond or prior to mind, body, and world. surrendering completely to this invisible altar. Every time you catch yourself turning towards, back towards the world of objects, somehow you turn back towards yourself like a child who's lost the feeling of his mother and who turns around to find her over and over again. Abandoning yourself to yourself. Realizing that you are this very altar, this very presence. This very peace and silence. Everything flows from you. Taste this. Taste the sounds, the thoughts, the sensations, our vibrations flowing from you, of you. Everything coming from your perfection. Everything perfect, just as it is. Taste the body right this moment. See it as flowing from this presence. So it's not a solid object, the body. It's like flowing energy, and its source is this invisible I. So welcome the body as if for the very first time. And at every moment, it's new and fresh, alive, renewed. Welcome the body directly. It's not the body that I remember, not the image, not the body that has a name, an age, a gender, a shape, a weight, a height. Forget about all that. Just the living experience of sensations and energy flowing from an invisible source. Really go there. We're really going there now. Sensation, tactility. Forget about thinking for a while. Feel the sensation of weight in various areas of the body, tingling. Temperature of the skin, tensions, pressure, temperature. Allowing the body somehow to flow very freely in this listening presence. Feel this listening presence a little bit like a space, a very sensitive space. In fact, it's pure sensitivity. And in this space, that's a bit like the blue sky, except it's a magic sky, it's conscious, it's aware. In this vast blue sky, the body dances freely. The sounds as well, so don't exclude the sounds of the people, of this voice, everything appearing and flowing and dissolving in pure openness. Usually we ask the body to be very cohesive, to have a sense of permanence, predictability. We expect the body to be a certain way. We hold it, maintain it. It needs to conform to an image of me. So begin to feel that, feel the tension that is required in order for the body to remain at a feeling level in line with this sense of me, me. Me, a separate self, me, a solid, limited person. And see if you can let go of that need. Can I let the body completely free? Can I let the leash undone? Let the body be wild. Feel the sensation of the face. Forget about what you know of a face. You've never seen a face before. Just tasting sensation of the eyeballs, pulsation, penetrating the forehead, tinglings. Sensation of the cheekbones, weight of the jaw. Feel the face like a cloud of dancing sensations, a bit like a crazy sculpture. It goes in every direction. Don't try to hold the face. Let go of the mask. See if you can venture into the space behind the mask, the space behind the head. Don't try with your mind, just try with sensing. Feel the space behind the mask very alive, as if it was an extension of the head. Very empty and open. Now feel the sensations of the hands, tingling that we call the hands. Fingers, between the fingers, palms of the hands, top of the hands. Again, forget about what you know of a hand, just the immediate experience. Let the hands flow in whatever way they want. And then venture further beyond the hands, taste the space in which the hands appear. Be the space in which the hands appear. Feel yourself to be wide open, very alive, very sensitive. Now feel the hand sensation again and feel that the hands and the space are completely and intimately connected. The space is an extension of the hands. The hands expand into the space. The space permeates the hands. It's a love affair. Really let the hands go wherever they want. Ask yourself, can I find a boundary to the hands? Can I find a separation between my hands and this space? See what appears as a candidate, a limit. Is it truly a limit, or is it not just another sensation, dancing? Welcome any density in the body, any sense of solidity, contraction, any resistance. Right now, scan your experience. Give particular attention to the heaviness, the opacity, the kind of solidity of certain sensations, without having an agenda with them. It's not about making them disappear, but somehow, if we go a little bit closer, if we give them the simple freedom to be just sensations, see what happens. Can I allow these sensations to move, to become fuzzy, to acquire the freedom that is their birthright, to let them arise, flow, morph, change, renew themselves? Knowing that every sensation arises from presence, is made of presence. returns to presence. Feel the joints of the body. That's another area that we create. We create a sensation of holding in the joints, like a kind of a puppet, the string taut between the different articulations. It's a way to keep the sense of me very cohesive in the body. So see if we can, let's see if we can permeate the joints with a little bit of a quality of openness, freedom. So just scanning through the joints, let's start with the wrists, just tasting the quality of the wrists. First tasting what's here without changing anything. And then somehow evoking a quality of space right there in the wrist. Welcome all the tingling, all the weird sensations that might appear. Surrendering the quality of weight that lives in the wrists, as if the hands could float away from the forearms. But let it happen, don't make it happen. You might not want to. Now we go to the elbows, really taste elbows. Taste without pushing, without forcing. And then invite a sense of openness, freedom in the joints of the elbows. Letting go, offering the tension that might live there. Forearms, upper arms, floating away from each other. And now the shoulders. Feel all the tension, all the habits of me that live in the shoulder area. You just welcome what you find, what appears. Welcome means tasting with a sense of being the space that surrounds the sensation. Welcome. Let the sensation float within you. And now imagine and visualize space in the shoulder. See what effect that has on the arms, on the torso. Space in the neck joints, or you know what I mean. Space between the head and the torso. Don't force it and don't think it. Just let it happen with the words, touching the sensations. Taste your ankles. Whatever is living here right now. Feel the temperature, the quality, the feeling, without making any reason of it. And then inviting that pure space that comes right from presence. See what happens. Again, welcome all the weirdness that might come up, the resistance. The body isn't used to being invited like this. So these invitations will reveal the habits of contraction, of holding. Let the feet float away from the calves. Now we go to the knees. Fill the knees with space. And the hips. At the same time, you offer the weight of the body, so you have the feeling that the legs are dropping right into the earth. vertically down, with loads of space in each articulation. And the arms do the same. They drop down into the earth, into your lap and into the earth. Now feel the top of your head. Just very gently push the top of your head towards the ceiling. And as you do that, the spine very, very effortlessly and gently elongates. And feel that there's space, that same quality of space between each vertebrae. So it's totally effortless. It's the space that grows the spine. And then you just release that push of the head. Let the spine and the whole torso just float in the openness, suspended. We're going to start moving very gently with this quality. So without reverting to a kind of mechanical body or solid body, just the body of sensation, free sensations, slowly the torso is turning towards the right side. Don't go very far. Feel just this flow of energy appearing in you. You stay right at the edge. And then you offer the whole posture to the open presence that surrounds it. You let it expand freely in whatever way. Be the space, live in the space. Let the body be made of you, space, not the other way around. Torso now floating to the left side. Go very slowly, or rather let the movement go very slowly. You don't go anywhere. And then feel the top of your head again, the top of the head. Let it float up towards the ceiling. So again, a slight elongation of the spine. Shoulders are surrendering completely into gravity, so no weight in the shoulders. The legs are hanging down into the earth. Really feel this. Shake your legs out right under in the earth. And then release any effort, release all effort, just free floating in openness. Be the openness. Body like a cloud in the sky. Yes, now the torso floating back towards the center. Totally transparent now, the body made of presence. It's all happening without anybody doing it, very effortless. The spine now collapsing very slowly and melting. Feel its liquid, round spine, round shoulders, the head comes down. Offer the weight, give the weight over. Feel that the earth under the body is not dead, it's really alive, open, porous. In fact, it's an extension of the body. So So it's totally natural for the weight to be surrendered. Doesn't mean that you become passive, very alive and yet no weight. No weight in the shoulders, in the jaw. Really let go of the weight. Make a kind of attempt over and over again to surrender the weight. We have a great deal of habits of holding, creating and holding weight as a way to anchor a separate imaginary self in a body. Right now, give up the weight. Feel that it's just pure emptiness that is your support, the support of the body. And now, as if coming out of pure presence, and it is, so no effort, very slow, the pelvis is moved forward, tilts forward. And very, very slowly the whole spine begins to grow. But goes so very slowly, almost imperceptible, millimeter by millimeter. You're the space, you're just tasting this delicious unfolding within you. If you've gone too fast, just come back and start again. Feel the whole front of the torso is kissing the space in front. Because the space in front is home. Top of the head kissing the ceiling, legs hanging down into the earth. And then we're gonna witness this wave appearing again, the whole spine melting down again, round spine, round shoulders, heavy head surrendered. You stay there, completely collapsed of the skeleton, completely collapsed, the weight completely abandoned, and taste breathing. Feel the caress of breath against the lower abdomen. And let that belly naturally fill with the inhale without pushing. Naturally contract with the exhale without pushing. Very quiet tasting of the inhale and the exhale. Feeling the belly like a baby's belly, completely undefended. It doesn't know that the space in front isn't him or her. So allowing the inhale and the exhale to fill the space in front of the belly and to empty the space in front of the belly. Let the inhale be given. Don't reach or grasp for it. Follow the exhale all the way to its dissolution. Staying very connected to every moment of breath. And then feeling yourself to be the rest, the silence at the bottom of the exhale. Be that silence. And let the breath just appear in you as this silence. And now again, very slowly and effortlessly, the pelvis moving forward and the spine like the stem of a plant, very slowly growing. You're the space in which this movement appears, no effort, no weight. It's like a melting cloud moving up in the sky. Space in front, your best friend, permeating the body. And let your hands glide back to support you. And then let the upper spine arch. Gently you draw your shoulders towards each other. Very alive, the hands, the fingers, the earth, the arms. The space in front of the torso, friendly. So you can offer the whole posture to the space. Long inhale and exhale. Then offer the whole posture. Let it radiate in whatever direction. Yes, slowly come back. Hands gliding back forward. Now you lift your forearms off your lap, your hands completely relaxed. Your upper arms are close to your torso. And your forearms are bent, Martin. You can take a look if you don't know what to do. That's it, like a little doggy. It's a doggy pose. Come back to pure sensation, and then feel the sensation of the shoulders very slowly. They melt up towards the ears, slowly, slowly. You've never done this before, for the first time. The breath is completely relaxed. Notice what happens. Am I creating tension in the breath, in the face? Sensation of the shoulders floating back down very slowly. Nowhere to go. Nobody doing it. Feel the pure peace of this moment. Let the peace permeate the movement. And welcome all the tensions. This is not always pleasant. This yoga might reveal unpleasantness in the body, tensions in the body. Let the shoulders dissolve completely. Weight of the shoulders. And then the movement appears again, very slowly. Can my hips and legs melt into the earth? Can the head float to the ceiling? Can I know myself as the emptiness and the pure peace that permeates this moment? Not just the right shoulder melting down, the left shoulder stays up. Welcome all the delicious burning sensations in the shoulders, like offerings to the altar. The head floating to the right side. Be the space. Even if it's unpleasant, do I need to contract back into a limited body? Can I just permeate the unpleasantness with the openness? Now everything switches, the right shoulder flowing up, left down, and head floating to the left side. Don't go too fast. Let the movement make itself. Yes, now the right shoulder comes down and the head back to the center. Let your elbows float up to the sides like wings unfolding. Start to allow the elbows to trace little circles in space. Notice the very familiar sense of being the mover. I'm moving the elbows and the arms. Now stop and see if you can take your stand as the blue sky. It doesn't do anything. And then let the movement appear in you. Nobody doing it. Movement appears again. Effortless, transparent. It can be bigger if it wants. Let it do what it wants. Big clouds, round circles in the blue open space. Very smooth, very transparent. And now direction changes. Space. Presence, you don't change direction. Yes. And let the movement disappear in you. Everything coming back down, the hands, the arms. Come onto your hands and knees and don't feel that this is a very drastic move. It's just a little movement, a little cloud. Go slow so that you stay with the sensing, the cloud-like quality. Seamless, hands, legs, earth, very alive. Nothing dead, nothing solid, everything made of you. And the spine arching and curling. Find your own rhythm. Your own truth. Give the body the freedom to just be as it wants to be. Let the space indicate that, not a separate person, not a separate mover. Let the whole space decide what the movement is. Whole space, like currents of love moving the body. Now let the body, the spine, come back to a neutral place. And then feel that the currents of love are moving the whole spine in whatever way. Maybe tracing circles with the hips, with the shoulders. You can feel as if you were a plant in the sea, in the shallow waters of the sea, being moved by gentle currents. Don't think. Don't feel yourself as a solid physical body. Just a flow of energy. Very, very fluid. The head, the tip of the spine, the pelvis, the shoulders. Yes, and then we come back to neutral place and curl the toes under. Feel the pelvis, let it rise up effortlessly towards the ceiling. Hands very alive, heels very alive. Find your own delicious expression right now. Whatever feels right. You might want to stretch your heels towards the floor, walk in place. Take a long inhale and exhale. Bend your knees, come up on your toes. Let your head go. Once you give yourself permission, give the body permission, and then take your stand again, always, as the very loving openness that surrounds this flow, that welcomes it. Yes, and then let the feet walk up towards the hands. Find a, if you can, a comfortable way to let the torso hang completely loose, the head loose, the arms. You bend your knees if that's easier. You can lay your torso on your upper legs, really bending your knees. Let go completely of the weight, the whole back of the body melting. Feet very connected to the earth. And then a big beach ball under the torso, very slowly inflating. So it's without any sense of weight, the whole torso lifted up very slowly, like a big cloud. Be the space. Don't locate yourself in the body. Finding the beautiful line, the flame of the vertical line. Not with your mind, just feeling it. Feel that you're the fireplace surrounding this flame. Huge fireplace. This vertical flame has all the space in the world. And feel the breath again, and without controlling anything, without controlling the breath, let the inhale come from way beneath the body, through the feet, travel up the body, and the exhale comes out through the head, flows into the space. Do this a few times, but without pushing the breath. No anticipation. Inhale, flowing in through the feet, up the body. Exhale out through the top of the head. Whole body permeated with this breath. Whole space filled with this breath. Now just very gently lengthen
the inhale and the exhale. Long inhale right through the deep depth of the earth, up through the body. Long exhale floating out through the top of the head. Feel the space above the head very alive, the space beneath the feet the same. Now we reverse. So first, without any lengthening of the breath, just a natural breath, feel it coming in through the top of the head, permeating the whole body and flowing out through the feet. See if you can be the space, not the located breather. This wave of breath is happening all by itself. And then very gently lengthening the inhale and the exhale. No longer a sense of separation between the body and the heavens, and between the body and the earth. Feel this one very long funnel of breath. The earth is very porous, very open, not dense, not solid. The air above, the space above the head is very sensitive and friendly, alive. Yes, and then just let the breath be natural. And feel your hands, the tingling of the hands. Feel the space that extends from the hands, and feel that the hands and the space allow for a floating up of the arms, long fingers. The arms are lifted by invisible angels. No weight. Let them stop at the horizontal and you just rest them on the emptiness. Let the palms turn to face each other. And just feel the space between the palms, very alive, like a ball of energy. Feel this invisible ball of energy that extends from the palms. Just live there for a while. That allows the shoulders to completely relax. Now, witness this ball of energy floating up towards the ceiling. Stay in the space between the palms. Welcome the sensations in the shoulders. Let them be. Don't be afraid of them. Give them to the space. The space will take care of them. Feel the arms are arms of sensation, arms of light. They can extend all the way up. The ball of energy is touching the ceiling. The fingers touching the ceiling. Now allowing the arms and the ball to come back down slowly. Feel that your arms have doubled in length. You're caressing the wall in front. If the ball gets bigger, you let your arms come wider. Where am I holding tension? Am I breathing freely? Is the breath free? Coming all the way down this big ball of energy. Letting the arms disappear gradually back into the openness. Still feeling the, I just said the arms disappear, but actually stay with the sensation of the arms. The arms are a tingling, two tingling flows. And without moving the physical arms, so let the physical arms hang by your, the sides of the body. Allow these arms of energy to move back up into the space in front. So you go with the body of sensation, leave the physical body behind, the arms of energy moving up. Feel the palms. They're free of the physical arms now, so they can move beyond the usual habitual limitations. Long arms. Feel the palms of the hands making contact with the walls in front. You're painting the walls in front. Go for it. Try. Even if you can't do it, try. Feel the, your hands are painting the walls with light. Every single millimeter of the wall in front, the corners. Now you can paint the walls to either side. Paint the floor in front, but also behind. Let your arms kind of go crazy. These arms of energies can do wild things. They can reach way behind. One arm might reach behind, the other one might reach to the ceiling, paint to the left side while the other arm is painting behind to the right side. Let it happen, don't think too much. If it's not possible, just keep trying and welcome the kind of resistance that's there. Now feel the arms of energy gathering back towards the physical arms. Take your time. Travel back the way they came up. They reach the physical arms and now both physical and energy arms float up. Physical arms have learned or are learning from these arms of energy. They're free. Weightless, feel that weightless freedom. Let the arms float all the way up. Long fingers, the fingers very light. You can move your fingers a bit. Feel they're extending beyond their usual limitations. Just try to feel that. And let the arms move in whatever way, a little bit touch the space with the hands. One arm reaching to one side, the other one reaching to another. Don't think, let it happen. Notice all the little habits of thinking, of planning. Then you just go back to the quality that we're exploring. The wrists can bend, elbows. Fingers might move independently from one another. What about the thumbs? Can they be alive? Can you feel the space between each finger? Very spacious. Shoulders wide open. Armpits, beams of light shining. Yes. And your own time, let these arms melt back down. Take your time. Feel the front of the torso. Feel the space in front of the torso. Really feel that space in front of the torso is alive and sweet, invites you. The sensation of the torso wants to merge into the space in front, and then very slowly let that happen. Torso coming down in front, slowly, slowly, bend your knees if necessary. The head, the shoulders, like a melting into the space in front, your best friend, melting into your best friend. Letting the torso melt all the way down. And just let the head shake a little bit, yes and no. You might want to draw circles. Let it kind of float around as if it was being gently rocked by an invisible hand. Yes, and then the torso floating back up. You can invoke that beach ball again. Feel the space behind the back, very alive. You're flowing into this aliveness. It's like you're falling into falling into yourself in the back. Once you reach the vertical, actually feel the whole back of the body. Go there with your tactile sense, back of the head, the back of the back, back of the arms. And then invite that sensation of the back of the body to venture into the space behind, as if it could flow into the space behind, because the space behind is calling, saying, come to me, fall into me. And at the same time, you can feel that the whole back of the body is porous, open, and it allows the space behind to permeate it. Really try to feel this. There might be some resistance. We usually sense the back of the body is slightly threatening. And we live in a kind of defensive, walled off kind of feeling. So try. Try to feel a true openness, true friendliness in the back. No boundary between me in the back, me as I usually sense myself to be, and not me, the space beyond. It's all me. Feel that in particular in the back of the head. Feel the back of the head really melting into the space behind. Don't worry if you can't or if there's resistance. That's normal, and in fact it's a sign of success. It means that the habits are surfacing, just to be seen, just to be welcomed. Any resistance is always a sensation. And a sensation is just that. It appears in you. It isn't you, it's never you. It's made of you, but it isn't you exclusively. You're going to come back down to the floor. Gently, take your time.
Just welcome the global sense of the body. Just notice how it is now. Is it different than maybe in the beginning of the class? Or maybe not. Just notice. There's no agenda. And then just scan very gently your experience in the body for any feelings. Right this moment, any me feeling. A me feeling meaning a sense of being located in the body. Or it could be an emotion. A kind of psychological pain that has a seeming location in the body. Not a seeming location, a kind of real feeling in the body. So just go to your own experience right now. What calls, what sensation, what feeling in the body draws attention? As a me feeling. There might be a few. There's some very habitual me feelings, me in the head, me in the chest, me in the hands. But there might be also something going on with some feelings, presence. So just really kind of contemplate these me feelings without having any agenda with them. Contemplating them means that you've placed them on the altar. Contemplating them means that you know yourself to be that in which they appear. You know yourself to be that of which they are made. But you know that you are not these me feelings. They appear in you. Now see if there's a me feeling or that actually continues to draw you in, so that the experience is, I live in this feeling, I am this feeling, this feeling is me. It might be subtle, kind of familiar, subtle me feeling. Not rational, so don't think this, just follow the invitation. And if there is such a feeling right now, let yourself go to it completely. Pick one. If there are a few, just pick the one that's the strongest, that seems to call for attention the most. Just live in it for a while. Notice how seductive it is, how it seems to draw you, the attention. Somehow it's a bit sticky. It's hard to move away from it. There's a kind of inertia with it. So just really let be there, taste it. Feel it fully. Where is it in the body? How does it move? Does it move? What's the temperature, the texture, the edges? Remove the labels or the story, or at least let the story be to the side, if there is a story. Just the raw feeling. Doesn't mean to repress emotion. If there's emotion, let the emotion be raw feeling, raw energy. It might move. Stay with it. And now see if you can, from this feeling that you've been exploring, in which you live, see if you can propel yourself somehow, use it as a springboard, and propel yourself into the openness beyond it, all around it. Just try. This might elicit more feelings. Keep trying. This exercise allows you to kind of become aware of the layers, layers upon layers upon layers of irrational feelings that live in the cells and the muscles and the soft tissue of the body. And that's in kind of an innocuous way, perpetuates the feeling belief that I am a body. Now we don't have to get rid of these sensations, because as soon as we see them, we free them in a way. We free them from that obligation. They become just sensations. The psychology is dissolved. The me psychology. They're just raw sensation. Vulnerable, raw, tender sensations. Now just don't focus on any particular feeling. Just see if you can abide once again as the openness, the transparent openness in which everything appears, of which everything is made. Don't have any agenda right now. Don't do anything. Just abiding as yourself. Knowingly. Thank you.